This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy kickoff to Pride weekend.
Yeah.
The post is up.
Okay.
We put up a social media piece.
Yes.
We're all wearing rainbows and rainbow beads and rainbow masks.
Let's see it. Oh, I don't have my phone.
It's a good time, the Pride weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be blazing hot. So wear your sunscreen and bring lots of water, everyone.
Yeah. Stay hydrated. Did you see the weather report I wrote for you?
No. Let me look at it. Stay hydrated. Keep seniors, kids, and pets safe from the heat. Nice. Use that. That's very
PSA,
caring.
Yeah.
Very caring of you. Yeah, it's supposed to get hotter even tomorrow, but it's going to be like, they were saying, like Livermore and Concord and...
Exactly. Walnut Creek.
Pleasanton. Yeah. All in the hundreds today.
Yes.
So, watch out. And just, you know, if you're going to the parade or, you know, whatever you're doing. If you
NASCAR
just,
race. Oh, my God. Sonoma's going to be blazing.
Oh, my God.
It is so hot at the track.
Bring a parasol.
And there's no covers
right.
there. A parasol. How funny.
Well,
can you see the...
No. The NASCAR dudes all wearing the little parasols with frills and fringe.
You want to tell us what that is?
A parasol?
Yeah.
It's a light umbrella. It's like basically to shade you from the sun.
Like back in the day, they'd
yeah,
like,
they would have a parasol, not an umbrella.
Parasol.
It's
yeah.
almost flatter than an umbrella. Yeah. Like an umbrella is more.
I see
keep
that
the rain
in a lot
out.
Of Asian countries.
Oh yeah,
on television because I've never been, but I see them, you know, holding the parasol.
Well, the ladies would wear have a parasol. Ooh. Just keep the sun off myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be hot, so be careful. I'm going to miss all the hot weather. I'm heading
Good
to Maine today, I know.
I know people like it, though. A lot of people do.
Sure. That's, you know, I like when it's warm as the sun goes down. Like, there's nothing worse than suffering in the heat all day, and then the sun disappears, and so does all the heat. Like, I like when the night stays a little bit warmer, and you can
Ooh,
kind
I don't
of,
like that.
Oh, really?
No.
You kind of enjoy it.
I'm
I don't like to
go
sleep
to bed.
In it.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to bed.
Talking about on the weekend.
At 6 p.m.
When I, get,
yeah,
oh.
cool
I don't want
off,
the heat.
Please.
I like it. I like to sit outside,
you like
have
to
a
just
beer
be
on the deck.
Covered in body sweat as
no.
you lay there wide yeah. awake, hoping to sleep.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't like it when I'm trying to sleep, but at night, if I'm going to stay up,
oh.
I want to be able to go outside and walk around, look at the moon.
The news
you know,
is reporting Alameda County Fair is happening also, and it gets super hot, and I think
yeah.
there was an incident last year
that
they
thing.
Had a heat thing. I don't know if you remember this, Vinny, but they had... these covers where
misters.
They had the, yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where people had to get under the misters because it was so hot last year.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen those misters around at a lot of things. Those seem very refreshing. Like, you know, you just get misted and you're not all wet, but you can breathe a little cool
yeah,
air.
Yeah, but you know what also
is
going... That's so funny. They did that at a lot of the festival concerts, too,
yeah.
when it gets too hot, except there's also so much dirt and...
Yes.
Oil and
oh, yes.
all
you.
The crap that's on you
that's
already.
Right.
You've got your sunscreen yeah. and the dirt and the dust.
It's a good look.
Festival shows are already filthy. And when you start misting people.
Yeah.
Oof. It's good. Well, it just really makes it feel more like Woodstock.
Because
they're all just covered in mud.
I feel like it's... Remember that... Flash dance. I'm a maniac.
Oh yeah,
she's
laying on the laying back on the chair, and she pulls
it's
the water down.
It's not sexy like that, Ben.
You just sorry to have completely been distracted. But speaking of sexy, where are you going today?
Nowhere.
She's wearing like the hottest black dress right now, and I'm thinking.
Oh, let me see what you got.
I remembered the last time I wore this was when what's his face was here,
Johnny Mosley.
Neil Schon?
Yeah.
Oh, Neil Schon, John?
Yeah, this is the last time I wore this dress. And I remember when he looked at me, he goes, hi. And then his eyes shifted somewhere else.
Like, let me look at your eyes.
this is me putting on one piece. because I didn't have enough in me to put on a jeans and a top could find. So it's just me going, open up the closet. I'm wearing that.
All right.
It's just a dresser. It's just a one piece, you know?
Oh, it looks just great.
You look great. Dress.
And I flashed my husband before I left.
Oh. Little black dress.
That? You like that?
Because I got to go.
You flashed him the backside, you mean?
I did.
Got it.
I've been.
Are you wearing chonies?
I am.
She checks. I am, I think.
Feel if I'm doing that or not.
I know.
You want to hear something stupid?
Yes.
Always.
So I would say, so I'm an Instagram fan.
Yeah.
Of all the social medias, I think that's the one that I find most rewarding
and
easiest to catch
too,
up
right.
on. I'd say I check it 6 times a day. Maybe even 10.
Oh, boy.
Depending. It's so easy. It's
well, and if I posted something, I'm definitely on there a lot more. But I see like all my niece's baby pictures, and it's nice. I like Instagram.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of simple. It is what it is. You scroll
catching
through
up,
it,
yeah.
right?
Speaking of, it looks like our gay pride picture went up too.
Oh, wow. Let me look at our gay
Good
pride.
Good job,
picture.
Hooman.
Thank Frog. You so much.
He pimped the bleep out of that.
Of love.
The rainbow tee, and
I know
it's all good.
You're welcome, T-Mobile.
Anyway, so I'm looking at Instagram as I'm coming up the elevator, because I would never check that while I'm driving.
Of course not.
And there's a rolling...
You get a reception in the elevator?
I have T-Mobile, dude.
That is so great.
So I Rolling Stone posts a picture of Cyndi Lauper when she's like a baby.
Right.
And it's Cyndi Lauper's birthday. And because I follow, you know how if you follow someone, it will show that they've liked something?
Oh.
You ever see that?
Yeah. If you can look and see what the activity
was. Anyway, near the likes, it'll show if you like I like Marilyn Manson.
Right.
Who at 5 in the morning liked Rolling Stone's post from 20 minutes ago of Cyndi Lauper's birthday. And I'm looking at it like, so Marilyn Manson, the creepy, ghouly rock star guy who I guess probably doesn't sleep at night.
No, only
during
the day.
Is looking at Instagram and liking photos.
Or upside down, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Hanging like a bat from a rafter.
So he's like a teenage girl. He's on Instagram at 5 in the morning. I mean, so am I, but
yeah.
I'm up.
You have a job.
Yeah.
Hooman, this is great. What a nice picture. Go
the
on.
Pride picture's really good. Anyway, I just find it funny that Marilyn
How
Manson.
How old is Cyndi Lauper? I just looked her up. I can't believe it.
Oh, you mean.
61.
Mm?
62.
Mm?
63?
Mm?
64? Mm? 65?
Ah, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
Cyndi she can Lauper, retire. 65.
That's actually very surprising.
Yeah.
Very surprising. Because I remember I was in college when she, so I must have been, I think I was 17 when I started college, and all those songs were.
Well, MTV was out.
Right.
And she was all over it.
So she must have been in her mid-30s. Who knew? I thought she was like just a young
So if
thing.
Cyndi Lauper is 65, how old is Joan Jett, I wonder?
Oh, God. Joan Jett's.
What do you say?
You know what? Joan was really young,
she
though.
She was a baby when she was in The Runaways.
I'm going to say
like
she's...
Like a 17-year-old.
56.
Mm?
57?
Mm?
58?
Mm-hmm.
60?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sorry. 59.
Oh, 59.
59.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be 60 this year.
Boy, that's got to be a landmark birthday.
Yeah, she looks
birthday.
Haggard, too.
Joan?
Well, look, Joan deserves to look haggard. Joan's had a life.
She's lived the rock star
She's
life
earned
from
every,
teenage days.
Yeah. She's earned it all.
I always thought she was pretty hot looking, too.
Yeah,
in her
I
own
like,
sort of rock
kind
star
of badass.
Chick.
Right. Yeah, I love Joan Jett. Recently, she had like a really just a great short spiky hairdo, and I was just like, look at her rocking that still.
When they had her song in, I think it's the Ready Player One, I was like, oh, good for her.
Which song?
I don't know which one played, but I just thought she deserves to get paid. Like, that's a female rock star who paved the way for a lot of women and probably didn't get one quarter of the money all these other chicks are getting today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be paid. Hey,
I want to get paid.
415 says, good morning. This is for Miss Clarky Clark. Your back area yard is so gorgeous.
Oh, I thought they were talking about my ass.
It can't be called yard anymore.
My back area.
It's now called Saradise.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
Do a song about that.
I also saw
Saradise.
Oh.
Do a song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take
now.
Me down to Saturday City where the grass is green and the flowers are really pretty. It's Sarah's home. Somebody else called it Clark Park. I was like,
that's
pretty
nice.
Good. I'll make
good.
Up a sign, Clark
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty extravagant, man. It's like every single...
Did you like my toilet that I installed in the backyard?
Yeah, I thought
you
that was my seat.
People thought it was real.
I go, is that my seat?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I don't have to get up. I could just pee there.
Yeah.
And drink.
And just wear a dress and, like, you know, spread it over the top so you can just be peeing at will, you know, whenever you...
I'd be like, hi, everyone.
Hey, I'm over here on my throne.
So why was that out there?
Because we replaced a toilet. Huh. And
that's the old one or the new one?
That's the old one. So we took it out and it was sitting on the deck. I'm like, oh my God, it wouldn't be so funny if we had a toilet right there on the deck. And John goes, oh, let's put it in the corner. That'd be so funny. Of course, I have pictures of me and him sitting on it, but the one I post is just the...
You need to post those.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, post you on it.
No, not posting me on it.
John, send it to me, John's I'll post
no.
you on it. Send it to Hooman and let him pimp it.
No, he'll put T-Mobile on the toilet. It's the T-Mobile throne. Yeah, so it's just so funny because I was like, oh, the outdoor plumbing's all set. It's like literally on the lawn, right? And people believed it. I was like, that was a joke, you guys.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really install a toilet in the corner of my yard. Although people said, you know, like their grandma has done, they put fish in the bowl and then, like, you know, flowers in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well. It is cute. You know, back east, and I'm sure you guys have heard of this, the bathtub Madonna, where people, like, back east, this is a thing, and it's everywhere.
I already don't know what you're talking about.
People will take old bathtub, usually the clawfoot tubs, and they plant them halfway in the garden so that just the...
Oh, I have seen that.
You have. Uh-huh. For sure
you've seen it.
So they just plant, the part that doesn't have the drain in it, maybe? Which side? Is the rounded? Oh, okay. So the part that does have the drain. So you have like an arched part of the top of it sticking straight up out of the ground. You get a statue of the Virgin Mary and put it in there. You paint the inside blue, the outside white, and you plant flowers around. It's like a little shrine.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. I don't know if it's beyond the East Coast, but they're... Like, I grew up with those. Like, those are just a thing. Like, everywhere
you look.
I've
never seen that in my life.
Pull up a picture of the bathtub Madonna. I swear 29% of houses have those on the East Coast.
They're really beautiful.
Well, they're also a bathtub with a Madonna in
your yard.
You don't realize, you know, when you grow up with something, you don't realize how weird it is until you start telling your coworkers on the West Coast about it. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I've never seen that.
Grinder, what?
Right. You know, it's a little, you just, like we called water fountains bubblers, and we called directional indicators blinkers. Like all these things you bring up in normal conversation that people go, what? And I'm sure that there's things that you bring
blinker
up.
Blinker is what you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, blinker. Your blinker. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Indicator I use once in a while.
Maybe it was in the Midwest that I said blinker and then went, what now? But there's always little things like that. But the bathtub Madonna is, it's real. So you'll even see him in front of churches, a bathtub with a Madonna.
One of the most famous pieces of, well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I don't know enough about art. But Our Lady of Guadalupe is one of these, it's such a famous painting and it's big part of Mexican heritage. And it's, I love it. It's one of my, and it's the Virgin, it's Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that everywhere. Guys get tattoos of it.
Yeah.
People have all kinds of, and the tattoo artists have changed, you know, manipulated and changed that a million times over. But I have never, and we clearly love her and the artwork around her. But I've never heard of the bathtub thing.
Well, so anyway, that made me think like I should get a bathtub Madonna in my backyard as a little homage.
Why don't you turn it into a toilet Madonna?
No, that toilet's already gone. Oh. I'm not having a toilet in my backyard. Like, there's no...
Sure?
Yep.
All right.
It's just, even as I thought about, like, you know, I hate to throw anything out, but even as I was like, well, what could I do with it? And then I thought, throw it away is what you can do with it. That is what you should... I don't know, you know...
How to recycle that.
I don't know how to recycle a toilet. Especially, this isn't even a regular... This is one of those power flush ones that has like a... Like, when you open the tank on most... toilets, there's water and a float. Let me figure out how to fix this.
Is that a ball cock? What is that thing called?
Is it something called like a ball cock?
Something like
of course.
That.
I mean,
well, I just want to say
if
that
it isn't
word.
Called a ball cock, then that is what it should be called. That's your word for the day, everyone. Happy Friday. But it, you open it up and there's actually like a plastic box in there because it pressurizes the, like, you can't fix this thing. Like, we've tried, we've taken it apart, we've gone online looking for tutorials trying to fix this goddamn toilet. So finally, we just said, it's time for a new toilet. We can't be having this toilet explode on us during our 4th of July party. The only thing that's exploding are the fireworks that we're not doing.
I just exploded your
toilet. I know. Can you imagine? I'm like, there's going to be 100 people there. I'm not having an exploding toilet.
Do you realize how all-consuming this party is for you? I mean, this has been a two years work in progress.
A two-year lead-up to a party.
We've been hearing about the 4th of July party for Brent. Is he even going?
No.
He's
not. Brent's not even going to his own party.
Well, my other friend Joe's birthday is also on 4th of July, so it's still going to be a birthday celebration. I know.
Oh,
I'm super bummed.
The guy that gets hit by cars.
Yeah,
on
Pelvis
his bike.
Crashly. Yeah, that's him.
What did you call him?
Pelvis Crashly.
Okay.
Dude broke his pelvis when he got crashed into by a car, and then kept on riding his bike and got hit by a car again.
Yeah.
I mean, every time the phone rang, you're like, oh God, what happened to Joe? And I'm sure his wife.
He has passion for a sport.
He does.
He's probably had to leave it behind by now, though, hasn't he?
He rides a couple times a week. He doesn't ride. He used to be on a team and race and do all that stuff. And now
he just rides on a high school track.
Right. Around and around in a circle.
Yeah.
I have to do 300 laps to get the same kind of workout.
Vinny, what is she going to do once this party is over?
Oh, my God. She's going to relax.
Oh, right.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Everybody just watch how as soon as this is passed, and the relief period will be beyond belief short.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a new hyper focus immediately after following. Well, everyone will watch.
My brother will be here.
He pretty
much takes over any situation that he's in. So my feeling is that for the next year or so, I'll be my brother's bitch. Whatever he needs to happen, I'll have to make happen for him.
That should be fun.
Good for you.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, that's good.
I'm excited about it, but it's...
Are you scared?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know how it is with family.
I would be scared, yeah.
Like, there he is. He's moving in.
And there he is again.
And there he is again. And again. And again.
Well, he's not a kid.
Nope, he isn't.
And I have to believe he's coming here to sort of chase a dream,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe you don't have to inspire him to get off your couch. So this shouldn't. What do you mean? Is he coming here to vacation?
I hope not. I'm hoping you're right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're right. He's a grown man with ambition.
Yeah. This isn't, you know, your derelict younger brother who won't go get a job, mom's thrown out. And now you're taking him in.
And I love his wife, so
at the age of 60.
You're just his next spot before the curb.
So he's not going to live in my house. He's got a condo that he's going to live in. So he's.
But he's not a bum.
No, he's not a bum. And he's not sleeping. Like at first it was going to be, you know, like, hey, bro, here's the guest room. And now it's not like that.
Okay.
It's great.
Good.
Their house is sold. They're renting it back until August, and then they're coming out. That'll be my next hyperfocus. Yeah, a lot of stuff happening in August, Vincent. We're all getting new people in our life.
Oh, Vinny.
Yep.
Oh, Vinny.
That's so weird.
It's great, though.
It is.
Baby.
Have you guys decided on the name?
Yeah.
No. There hasn't been any conversation for over a month about it.
Oh.
We just sort of...
You have the short
exhausted
list.
Exhausted... That topic, the short list is there.
What does Isla want to name the baby?
We keep finding out that, first of all, as most kids do, they look up to the older people they meet.
Yes.
So she will come in with a name, and then we will later find out it's some kid from the school that talked to her that she looks up to. And so the name that she decides she wants
cute
is some kid's name that we later comes up, and we're like, oh, that's where she got that. Okay. So she's just...
Well, she's thinking names. She's thinking about names that she likes. This is someone I like. They're a good influence on me.
A little sponge, that thing.
Yeah, well...
She's like, I think we should name the baby Punk.
She's... It's so funny, the things that they've... Their kids are pretty pliable, and it seems a lot of the women in her life, like her mom and Sue and others... Uh-huh. Rallied around getting Punk out of her vocabulary
mm-hmm.
and hate is like
we don't hate things, right?
Well, but you know, you say, "Oh man, I hate that." It could be about gum.
Sure.
You know, I don't want bubblegum flavored gum or whatever. I hate that. Dad, we don't say hate. So the correctives are coming back at me, and I find myself really resenting that.
Yeah, annoying.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I find myself going,
"You don't get to tell me."
Well,
breathe. Just breathe.
Well, that's it. I mean, am I supposed to get sucked into that or?
You're not supposed to. Good luck with that. If you fight an argument with a child, you've already lost.
Yep.
All right, KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We are going to celebrate Pride all day today. Yuzi and Jane have figured out a bunch of songs that we're going to be playing. Yeah, so just, you know, a little kickoff for Pride weekend. We're going to start with the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I don't know the girl who sings in this. I can't think of her name right now. But it's so beautiful. Same Love we'll start with. This is a good one. Be right back after this on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.